This is Fresh Air. Only Murders in the Building, the comedy series that stars Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez as amateur crime-solving podcasters, has launched its fourth season on Hulu. Our TV critic David Bianculli has seen the 7 new episodes available for review and says they're funnier and more loaded with delightful guest stars than ever. Here's his review.
Only Murders in the Building, since premiering on the Hulu streaming service in 2021, has gotten plenty of Emmy nominations, but hasn't really gotten its due. Even for the 2024 Emmys, which are handed out later this month, the series was snubbed in the comedy series writing category. Which is a small sin, because co-creators Steve Martin and John Hoffman have managed to craft a comedy mystery series in which the laughs are plentiful and the mysteries are plausible and surprising. Pulling off either one of those feats is impressive. Nailing them both is indeed Emmy-worthy. Not that Only Murders is completely lacking for attention or awards. The show has won 4 Emmys to date, though only one for an actor, for guest star Nathan Lane in 2022. But every year, the show finds ways to showcase its regular and guest stars more creatively. And this year, for the first time, all 3 series leads are nominated. And deservedly so. Steve Martin as former TV detective Charles Hayden Savage and Martin Short as former Broadway director Oliver Putnam are both insufferably egotistic and painfully insecure, and sporadically, gleefully hilarious. And Selena Gomez, as mystery podcasting fan Mabel Mora, is as droll and dry as Martin Short's Oliver is bubbly and over the top. The new season of Only Murders in the Building takes this unlikely trio to a new setting, but only temporarily. Because of the success of their previous seasons of crime solving, the 3 podcasting partners are flown to Hollywood, where a movie executive hopes to buy their life rights and make a movie based on their adventures. The movie exec is played by Molly Shannon, formerly of Saturday Night Live, who throws a glitzy party for the new arrivals. At the party, she tries to wow them by introducing them to the actors cast to play their big screen counterparts. Eugene Levy from Schitt's Creek as Charles, Zach Galifianakis from The Hangover as Oliver, and Eva Longoria from Desperate Housewives as Mabel. Charles and Mabel are starstruck. Oliver, not so much.
Charles, Oliver, and Mabel, this is, well, Charles, Oliver, and Mabel.
I'm Eugene Levy.
I'm Eva Longoria.
Yeah.
I want to say Tim.
I'm Jack Black.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. I'm not Jack Black.
Oliver, this is Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, yes, Zach Galifragilistic, of course.
Ha! I see what you're doing. People do this. You're trying to between two ferns me.
Between the what?
Okay, look, I might not be a desperate housewife or Mr. Schitt's over here, but I happen to have started the second highest grossing comedy of all freaking time.
Are you the little boy from Home Alone? What did they do to you?
I'm out. I'm done.
Once the movie is greenlit, Charles, Oliver, and Mabel head back to their familiar New York apartment complex, where a recent bullet hole found in the window of Charles's apartment leads them to suspect he may have been targeted for murder. They also suspect the sniper may have aimed from one of the apartments across their courtyard. Charles studies the behavior of the residents occupying the West Tower, then convenes his podcast partners to discuss his suspicions. At this point, Only Murders becomes the comedy equivalent of Rear Window. Like James Stewart in that famous Hitchcock movie, our heroes expect that evil is afoot across the way. But with these 3, the way they go about their voyeuristic inquiry highlights their very distinct and very funny personalities.
Why don't we talk through what we know about the residents of the West Tower?
Ah, the Westies. They're an odd bunch. Weirdos. Loners.
Renters.
You don't have to say it like that.
Yeah, Boomer, not everyone was alive when an apartment cost a bag of beans. I'd kill to rent anything.
All right, Charles. Tell us about the Westies and why they might, for argument's sake, want you dead.
There's Stink Eye Joe. Seems hostile. Always looking over here. giving me the stink eye. Ah, and there's the Sauce family. Always stirring some kind of sauce at all hours. And looking over here, three people, lots of pots, always stirring.
Are they stirring up a nice batch of murder?
Both of these season four plots, the movie being made and a new murder in the building, make room for a small commuter plane full of guest stars, all of whom come to play and show us a great time. And almost all the Only Murders actors nominated for Emmys this year in various supporting categories are back, including Divine Joy Randolph, Paul Rudd, and Meryl Streep. And Jane Lynch, Melissa McCarthy, Scott Bakula, and Richard Kind are here too. They're all wonderful. And Meryl Streep and Paul Rudd, in particular, are doing great work. With their screen time and no-holds-barred performances, they may as well be considered series regulars. The show's writing is up to their level, and so are the show's three headliners. When Meryl Streep shares intimate or sad or joyous scenes with Martin Short, they all work. This season, there's a major influx of talent added to Only Murders in the Building. But the new and returning faces don't outshine the stars. They shine and play right along with them.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed the new season of Only Murders in the Building, now streaming on Hulu. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, investigative journalist Jessica Pishko. In her new book, The Highest Law in the Land, she writes that a growing group of constitutional sheriffs have become a flashpoint in the current politics of toxic masculinity, guns, white supremacy, and rural resentment. I hope you can join us. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krinzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, and Joel Wolfram. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.